And he gave it away to a foul devil, Satan and all of his demons. That's why all this trouble in this world is going on. And God get accused of doing all this. He get accused of doing all the tornadoes, the disasters, and all that. God get accused of all that. That God is teaching. Oh, no. He gave us Jesus. I want to ask you a question. I want you to be real honest with me. I ask you a question. You read your Bible enough. Some of you have, I know. How many storms did Jesus create when he was here?
Come on.
How many tornadoes did Jesus call up? And he said, and the Bible clearly teach. Now listen, the Bible clearly teach. Jesus said, if you want to see the Father, look at me. Jesus, when he was on earth in flesh, he was the will of God in action. Now, how many did he create? How many did he do? Now, why would he come and show us what God liked and then leave and God do something different? Y'all, you see how confusing that is? And people going, that's why people, it's hard for people to have faith in God, because people are telling them something that God, and they looking at this and think God's like that. No, he's not. God loves you unconditionally. And you need to get there. He loves you. But he's endeavored to get over to you. If you keep on doing that, you're going to get that. But I love you so you can be with me, so you can have what I have. You can reign on this earth like I'm reigning in heaven. I wonder if there's any poverty in heaven. I wonder if there's any sickness in heaven. I wonder if there's any storms and tornadoes going on in heaven. He said it out of his own mouth in Matthew 6, 9, and 10. Verse 10 says, I will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Didn't he say it? But you see how God get accused of doing stuff? And the devil is doing it. And you can stop him. I just showed you. He said, whatever you bind on earth is what? Bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. And that means whatever bind means to lock up. I got a storage house with a lock on it. If I put my tools in and lock it up, it's locked up. If I put them in there and unlock the door, it's unlocked. You can go in. Is that plain enough? That means, other words, whatever you stop on earth, God said, I'll stop it in the atmosphere above you. Glory to God. So, what is faith? Let's get back to that word. Because I want to tell you, God is so good. What is faith? Let's find out what the Bible says. And let me tell you what he said about this. What is faith? Hebrews 11:1. Hebrews 11:1. Will you turn there with me, please? Hebrews 11:1. I'm going to read this from two different translations. Now the King James said, now faith is what? The substance of thing hoped for, and the evidence of thing. Now listen to what it said. Now faith is, notice two things there. What faith is, when faith is. Now faith is, what faith is. What is it? Now faith is, when is faith? Now. What faith is, substance of thing hoped for, and evidence of thing not seen. Evidence of thing not seen. Let me read the from the Amplified. Now faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed, of things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality, faith proceeding as real fact, what is not revealed to the senses. I tell you, I said, well, I own 40 acres of land in such and such a county on such and such a road address. He said, man, you don't own no such thing. And I had this deed in my pocket and pulled it out. So here's the title deed to it. Wouldn't that convince you? You said, that man do own 40 acres of land. Well, faith is your title deed to what the word promise of what you say is yours. Faith is your title deed to your health. The Bible says by his stripes you were healed. Faith is your title deed to your prosperity. Faith is your title deed to your health and peace. All you got to do is pull this. If Satan's trying to tell you you don't have it, it's not yours. Just pull your title deed up and show it to him. Here it is. Here's my title deed. There's mine. Bought and paid for by the blood. Hallelujah. So, what is faith? Faith is substance. Now listen, this is what the Lord said. He said, faith operates in the realm of the spirit. He said, I don't care how you try. He said, this has been the problem with most saints. If you listen to me, God, what God is saying will help you, because he helped me when he told me. He said, I don't care how you try. He said, your five senses can never go into the realm of the spirit. It's incapable. It's impossible. And you can't do it. I give you an example. You got what? Five senses. Seeing, smelling, tasting, feeling, and what's the last one? And hearing. Okay? You got what? Let's go through it again. Seeing, smelling, tasting, feeling, and hearing. Right? That's five senses. Now, out of those, every time I open my eyes, I can see. You can't tell me I don't see that wall. I'm looking at it now. You can't tell me that. I know that's the truth. Come on now. I know that. I'm looking at it. You can't tell me I don't see these chairs. You can't tell me that. I want y'all to get this morning. You can argue with me, but I know what I'm seeing. But if I close my eyes and try to use my nose to smell, I can't tell you what's there. My nose can't see those chairs. Are y'all hearing me? And when I understand that I can't operate in the realm of the spirit with my senses, because just like my nose won't operate with sight, my five senses won't operate in the realm of the spirit that I believe I receive and say it. But my senses say, I ain't going to say that until I see it. Because I don't believe it. That's what my eyes are just telling me. I know some tails out there, but if my eye didn't see it, I wouldn't say, ain't no tails out there. But in the realm of the spirit, it could be a whole bunch of them. Are y'all hearing me? And when I know how to operate, I know. Turn to Romans chapter 4. Y'all put that up on the screen. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. This is what happened to Abraham. We are talking about how to reign in life. It says in Romans 1:17, as it is written. If that's what's up, if that's what it said. Where did I say it?